The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Some more updates from stories that we have been covering, and a couple out of Loudoun County, Virginia. Loudoun County, Virginia was kind of ground zero in controversy about school boards, critical race theory, forcing teachers to call students by their preferred pronoun, and so forth. Many people attribute the election of Glenn Youngkin as the new governor of Virginia to the controversy around Loudoun County. And it basically all began with a teacher by the name of Tanner Cross. You may remember that. Tanner Cross, teacher at Leesburg Elementary School in Loudoun County, Virginia. The school district passed a new rule, a new resolution, it was basically a law that required all of the teachers in the school district to refer to students by their preferred pronoun all the way down to kindergarten. If some little kindergarten boy told his teacher that he wanted to be called she and called by a female name, the teacher would be forced to do so. Well, at a public comment portion of a school board meeting, Tanner Cross, one of the teachers, stood up. And again, remember, this is the public comment portion of the school board meeting. Tanner Cross spoke up at the school board meeting. He was respectful. He was not disrespectful at all, but he basically said, hey, I'm a teacher in the school district. I believe this is wrong. You want to force me to violate my sincerely held religious convictions? I don't think I can do that. Well, he was suspended. Well, he didn't go away. Took the school board to court, and it was in court, out of court, in court, out of court. Finally went to the Virginia Supreme Court, and the Virginia Supreme Court ruled in favor of Tanner Cross, the elementary school teacher. By the time it made it to the Virginia Supreme Court, two other teachers had joined him in the legal effort. Well, the courts ruled in his favor, and yesterday, finally, the Loudoun County School Board settled a lawsuit with Tanner Cross. They gave him back his job, which he was glad to take back. They paid his attorney fees, which he obviously was grateful for. But they have not rescinded the order that started this whole thing. So the legal proceedings are not finished by any means. Tanner Cross was granted a temporary injunction back in June. That temporary injunction was upheld by the Virginia Supreme Court. And finally, the school board has reached a settlement with this teacher and two other teachers that were involved in the case. So that ultimately is very, very good news. Now, also, in Loudoun County. The new rules not only required teachers to use the preferred pronouns that any student desired to use, and it could be a different pronoun every other day. I mean, they could change continually, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But they also ruled that a boy that identifies as a girl could use the girls' bathroom, girls' showers, girls' locker room facilities, and so forth. Parents began speaking up at school board meetings, and they said, wait a minute, some girl is going to be molested by some boy who identifies as a girl. School board says, oh, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Well, while all this is going on, it had happened. And the school board covered it up. A boy wearing a dress went into a girl's bathroom and raped a girl in the bathroom. Well, the student was transferred to another school. And he did it there. Well, he didn't rape. He molested a girl in the other school. Well, the reason I bring this up is the teenager at the center of these two sex crime cases was convicted of the rape in the first instance last month. And yesterday, this is a 15-year-old male who identified as female. The 15-year-old male pleaded no contest to the second charge at the second school. He pleaded no contest to charges of abduction and sexual battery. And once again, one of the big takeaways from this is that the school board covered it up. They covered it up. I am hoping, and I think it's only appropriate, that the superintendent of schools and the school board members who were aware of this assault and covered it up and basically lied to the press and to the public and to parents about it, I would hope that they would face some form of prosecution. The mother in the first case has expressed enormous relief for her daughter and other girls who might face the same situation. But again, here is the absolutely insane thing. In spite of the fact that the policy adopted by the school board led directly to a rape and an assault. And again, I want to emphasize that. The policy adopted by the school board, in spite of being warned about it, school board stuck to their guns and said, nope, we're going to allow boys into girls' bathrooms. All they have to do is say, I'm pretty and I identify as a girl. They were warned that sexual assaults would occur. It did. A teenager has been convicted of one crime, pleaded no contest to the other. And today, that policy is still in effect in Loudoun County, Virginia schools. Ideology on the liberal left is above everything, above the safety of children. Ideology is the god of the liberal left, and you need to look no further than Loudoun County, Virginia, to see sad and tragic proof of that. We're going to keep an eye on this again. My opinion, for whatever that's worth, and probably not a whole lot because I am not a legal expert, but I would hope that the superintendent of schools and board members who pushed this rule through and board members who were aware of these assaults and did basically nothing about it except transfer this child to another school where he did the same thing, I would hope that they would face prosecution and that they would be removed from the school board. We'll keep an eye on it. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Just a reminder, if you're listening on AM 880 this time of year, we sign off at 5 p.m. Yep, we do. Hate it, despise it, but we are a daytime-only radio station. I don't have time to go into all the explanation for it. Nothing we can do about it. November, December, we have to sign off at 5 p.m. So if you're listening on our AM signal, 880, at 5 o'clock, get ready to switch over to 104.5 FM, our sister station that we simulcast on, or stream us on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet. TheWordColumbus.com is our website. Just go there and click on Listen Live. Or download our app on your phone. Wherever you get your apps, whether it's an Apple device or an Android device, wherever you get your apps, go there. WRFD Radio or The Word Columbus. Download the app and you can listen streaming one touch once you download the app. I thought this story was a parody. I thought it had to be. This is the Babylon Bee or this is the Onion. It is not. And I read the whole thing and I still thought, oh, come on, this has got to be a parody. It is not. This is a story from Great Britain's Daily Mail. An inventor in Great Britain has invented a, quote, trigger warning detector called Themis. Yeah, Themis, T-H-E-M-I-S, named after the Greek goddess of social order and justice. The inventor is a woman by the name of Zena Issa. Zena Issa. She is very concerned about people having their feelings hurt in school, classrooms, universities, high schools, or even in your home. Themis is a listening device like Alexa with the, you know, or what's the other one, Google Home or whatever, that listens and you just say the name. Well, Themis is programmed to hear trigger warnings of discussion that might make people feel uncomfortable. And if it says, and I'm quoting, through the use of speech recognition and sound sensors, we are able to program Themis to detect offensive terms and sentences, offensive jokes, racial slurs, or other things that might make other people feel uncomfortable through the microphone. Now, what happens if Themis detects something that's offensive? or remarks about body image or any kind of racial term. It triggers a very loud, extremely bothersome alarm that lasts approximately 2 minutes. No, I am not making this up. The inventors have determined what might hurt somebody's feelings, what are offensive, and this device is continuously listening for phrases, for sentences, and if it detects any of those, a very loud, annoying alarm goes off for 2 minutes. What is the alarm intended to do? Prompt, deep discussion. Quote, extremely bothersome alarms last approximately 2 minutes, after which Themis turns off, allowing an open, understanding discussion. Themis was designed to be placed in intimate social settings, such as dinner parties or family gatherings. Can you imagine inviting Themis to your Thanksgiving family gathering? And if anybody at the table says anything that could offend someone, someone's feelings could get hurt, a loud alarm goes off for 2 full minutes, and finally when it stops, you can have a deep discussion. The inventor says, based on our research, people are less likely to speak up when they get offended, unlike settings where people could be held accountable. Yeah. The inventor added she hopes the device will encourage those violating Themis's parameters to embark on a journey of self-critique. The woke police could be invited to your Thanksgiving dinner. Well, not yet, because unfortunately it's not in mass production. It is under trial in places in Great Britain. Can you imagine the political correct police in a device constantly listening to your discussions? And if their parameters are violated, an alarm goes off. And you have to sit quiet and listen to the alarm for 2 full minutes. And then you have a deep discussion. No, it is not a parody. It is not a satire. They really are advocating this for the future. Wow. Could make your next family gathering quite unusual and interesting. All right. On AM 880, we got to sign off. Head over to 104.5 FM or stream us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.